Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhode. And recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
All right, guys, you don't need me to tell you that was rough. Wow. Iowa State blows a 23-point second-half lead and loses to Texas Tech tonight in overtime, 80-77. Let's talk about it and kind of walk through what went down. What happened is Iowa State took a 39-22 lead into halftime. Things seemed completely back on track. You had Caleb Grill back in the lineup. What do you have? Six three-pointers at halftime, whatever. He ended up with eight of them on the game. And really played pretty well for the first, 8 minutes of the second half. You built that lead up even more, and then all hell broke loose. Some stats that really come to me from the second half before we get into individuals and whatnot. It was the Iowa State turnovers that really were the key, I think, in the second half, and we'll get into why. But Iowa State turns the ball over in the second half. How many times? 13 times. And Texas Tech scored. 1 second here. 19 points off of those turnovers in the second half. Meanwhile, Texas Tech goes to the free throw line in the second half alone 23 times. So they got, almost 40 points from the free throw line and second chance points. Really, really, really brutal stuff right there. We'll get into it. So, what happened like that? First of all, Iowa State completely lost all sense of aggressiveness on both sides of the floor. Specifically, on offense, it was really, and Mark Adams and Texas Tech made some really good adjustments that I don't think Iowa State countered very well. And, clearly got into the head of Taman Lipsey. It was really odd to watch Taman about halfway through that second half where he just, my friend Travis Hines from the Register tweeted out, and I thought it was spot on, that he looked like a freshman. Really for the first time this season. It was beyond that. It was I saw some guys on Twitter say that he had the yips. It was just Taman was just thinking. You could see his brain moving a million miles an hour out there. And when Grill was on the bench with foul trouble, and that I kind of thought started when he went on the bench with four fouls. But Iowa State, everything was perimeter-based. They lost all sense of attack mode that you saw them play really well in the first half with. Iowa State in that first half of play was 48% from the field, and they were really, really attacking. Now, of course, it helps when Caleb goes 5 of 6 from three-point range, but you had all sorts of guys. Attack mode, and it really, Watson had two, Jones had two. Kalsher had three. They were really moving well, and that all fell apart. That pressure that Iowa State saw against Missouri, I think it was kind of out of desperation tonight, but Texas Tech brought that to Iowa State, and Lord, that was a, you know, that was the turning point of the game. But with that, you know, and this is really where, when you have a 23-point lead and you're a top 10 defense in college basketball, like Iowa State is, even if you're not playing great offense, which they weren't, it should still be enough to, you know, finish that thing out, right? And it simply wasn't. I mean, Iowa State in the second half, it's not like they, the problem is they weren't getting shots off, but Iowa State was, you know, they had a long drought there because of the turnovers, but they're still 10 of 16. You know, it's not like hit three threes in the second half. Like, it should have been enough based on the lead that you built up, but you couldn't get a stop, right? And that was what was staggering to me about this inexplicable comeback by Texas Tech, this collapse by Iowa State, is that it was on the defensive end where I thought Iowa State really lost this thing. You know, really, really, really bizarre. I said before the game that I trusted this team to bounce back from the Missouri game, and for the most part, they did. But you got to finish it out for 40 minutes, and they didn't do that tonight. And, you know, the disappointing thing, and you don't generally see these moments from the Otzelberger teams, at least we haven't thus far, is that in that second half, they looked kind of lifeless out there. And I wonder now, you know, had they hit some sort of a midseason wall, clearly looked pretty bad for 40 minutes against Missouri, but I, you know, it was hard to, you know, really overreact to that one because of the, you know, they hadn't played poorly a couple games in a row. We hadn't seen that. And then even tonight, really for 30 minutes, you played A basketball, not even B plus. You played A basketball, and then you drop straight to an F. So this team's up against it now. You've got Kansas coming home on Saturday. You know, you're going to have a great crowd, all that stuff. But this is really the first time all year, maybe a little bit after the Iowa game, but I think that that was too early. To me, this is the first time all year where you look at Iowa State and there's real doubt, right? They're still 6-3. You're still wildly exceeding your expectations. But you get blown out at Missouri, and then you blow this 23-point lead against a 0-8 team in the Big 12 down a couple of starters, right? And metrics-wise, this isn't even that bad of a loss. They'll drop one or two spots in the net. We all know that. But I'm talking like the feel. Enough about the numbers. What about the feel right now? And this will be the first time this season, I think, at least. Maybe you guys will say the Iowa game, but that to me, it that still felt like a blip. Oh, it's just early December. We don't know who this team is. This is the first real adversity this team is facing. And, you know, and that one's a tough one to swallow. You come in and, you know, Tech's got all their guys, and you go toe for toe with them all game, and you lose a tough one. I feel it, you know, it's clearly a different feel. This is a glass of cold water chucked in your face, right? And I guess I like the fact that they get that this is a Monday, you know, and you get to go all week, and then Kansas comes to town. I mean, how big of a game is that, right? Coming up on Saturday with Kansas. A really massive basketball game. But, yeah, this one is, you know, I guess I, if you guys listen to my stuff, I've never really been a believer that this is a Big 12 championship type of team. I hope they prove me wrong. Clearly, I want them to win a Big 12 championship. It'd be amazing. I never really thought that. But I feel like, doesn't this kind of take them out of that tonight? Not that they can't win it. I know that they mathematically can. Clearly, you can do it. But it just really feels like this was a shot. And here's the thing, too. And I tweeted this. This is kind of what I want to end on. I tweeted this at halftime. And I wasn't even being a dick. I said, Iowa State leads Texas Tech by 17.5. I hate to be that dude, but we've seen this team blow 20-point leads a couple of times this year. And there's some people on Twitter who are pissed off at me for saying that. First of all, jinxes aren't real. And second of all, it's true. Like, it's true. This team has done that. This is clearly a thing with this group. And why is that? For a group that's so good defensively, and supposed to be, why do they keep blowing these leads? You saw it against Oklahoma. Now, granted, they won that game. Saw it against Oklahoma State. Just saw it again tonight against Texas Tech. It's just it's wild. I don't know. We're gonna analyze it more. This is one of those nights where my job is not easy because you're trying to be the voice of reason, but I also have emotions and, you know, I'm just trying to give it to you how I am. I mean, clearly nobody putting lipstick on this pig. That one sucked. If you would have told me this morning, hey, Iowa State's going to lose by 3, I would have said, yeah, I could see that happening. Definitely see that happening. If you would have told me they'll blow a 23-point lead, what? Against Texas Tech? Without Pop Isaacs in the lineup? No way. And that's exactly what happened. We'll have plenty of time to hash it out as Kansas is coming to town on Saturday. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys. Wins and losses, we're always here for you. You're always here for us. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for choosing Cyclone Fanatic.